Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Life's Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. And for those of you who don't like giving your prayer requests over the air or your comments, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, I will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you that are listening, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed day and this opportunity you've given us to assemble together again. Dear Lord God, we dare not take it for granted, and we do acknowledge that you are the all-wise God. So, dear Lord, by your precious Holy Spirit, we pray today as we assemble together to go into the lesson this day, that your Spirit would accompany us in this lesson. And through your Spirit, you begin to speak into us revelation, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. And Lord, that you will begin to help us understand the truth and give us discernment, that we may be able to discern the truth from a lie. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to offer up this prayer. And we know that you answer it because, Lord, you said if we pray according to your will, you heareth us. And we know that it is your will for us to have revelation, knowledge, understanding, wisdom. So, Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, we are on this series that I told you guys about. Actually, last Friday, I gave an introduction to it. Sunday, I opened up with it, and now we'll continue on with it. And as I said to you guys before, this series, if the Lord says the same, is going to have different parts to it, okay? And we're going to go into one of them today. The title of this section of the series is titled, The Church Renouncing Mormonism, The Mormon's God. As I, for those of you who have been listening to when I gave the introduction last Friday to where I opened up with the first section apart this past Sunday, you know that I've been talking to you guys about what is called the Articles in Faith and Practice for the Lord. And if you were to get a Word of the Lord book, you will find it in the front. And I share with you guys how the Lord dealt with me about how that these Articles of Faith and Practice gives us in the church the right to renounce Mormonism. Okay? And the reason why that's so is, for one thing, Joseph Smith, when you look up the Church of Christ being started, you'll see his name. And for many of you who are familiar in hearing his name, you know that he's associated with Mormonism. But however, at one time, he was humble before he started Mormonism, and God was using him. But he fell into error, and one of the errors he fell into was he started Mormonism. And so these Articles in Faith and Practice, which is at the beginning of the book, of the Word of the Lord book, and it is approximately, let me give you the right number here, 25 of them. And when you examine what the Mormons teach, you will see how it is contrary and not in line with these Articles of Faith and Practice, which is a foundation for the church to stand. Amen. And so, hallelujah. We're going to go into the lesson. And what I'm going to do, and in this direction of going, I'm going to start off in this section of the series with the Articles of Faith and Practice, once again, which is for the church to stand on the foundation. And you will see that, I have to go into giving you what the Mormons teach and believe in order for you to understand why that this Articles of Faith and Practice that the Lord inspired the men to write, that is for the church to stand on as a foundation in order for you to see why it gives us the right to renounce the Mormonism, okay? And so I'm going to start from the very first Articles of Faith and Practice, and we're going to go from there, okay? But we must understand, and especially those in us in the Church of Christ that provides the message, we must renounce this error, this evil, okay, that Joseph Smith started, okay? Now, once again, he did not start off with Mormonism. He started off walking in humility before God, and God was using him to start off the restoring of his church, okay? That's true. But as I read to you guys, and I think that was on Sunday, how the Lord, through his angel messenger, told us that Joseph Smith sinned in many things by not keeping his commandments. And see, we have to look at the many things that he sinned in and call and renounce it. And one of them is Mormonism. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because with many people, and many of you that are listening, when, for example, like we announced to you who we are, the Church of Christ, and I guarantee you, when many of you go look it up, a couple of things stand out as you. Number one, it starts talking about Joseph Smith, and many of y'all, once again, are familiar with Joseph Smith and starting Mormonism, so y'all automatically say, oh, okay, these are Mormons. Or number two, when you look up about the Church of Christ, especially on one website called Wikipedia, it has that the Church of Christ is a branch of the Latter-day Saint, and that's not true. So anything that's connected to us, we got to renounce it and call it out when it's not of God. Amen? So I want to start with the Articles of Faith and Practice number one, okay? Number one, and I want to be more open to the Spirit of God, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you what the Articles of Faith and Practice say on number one, and then I'm going to go into giving you some witnesses that will show that the Mormons' teaching and belief is contrary to this, okay? I want you to understand that. Because the reason why we got to renounce this is because of Joseph Smith's connection to this church, because in dealing with God started off the work of restoration. And we talked to you guys about this restitution and restoration. God was beginning to start it going through Joseph Smith and starting this church up again, the church that he was set up. And so because is connected to the Church of Christ, and now this evil that he did is connected to it too, we got to cut it off. Got to renounce it. You got to call it out. Because like I said, they don't need to sit here being silent when some of you have questions like, okay, if y'all understand that God started using Joseph Smith, and he would use Joseph Smith to begin his restored church, what about all these teachers? And then y'all going to bring up the teaching of Mormonism. Okay, and when you do that, you have all the right, because if me, I would do it. If we sit there and be silent, I'm telling you guys, I have no comment. How do they look? I mean, how do they look? And so we have to renounce it, because there's curses that they think. Okay. For example, and I'm going to go on, Generational curse. There is generational curse. I know some of you out there don't believe it, and that's your preference. But I know what the Word of God shows. And many times you have to renounce and call out that thing that brings curses that can even affect you. Remember, the Lord said it can go to the third or fourth generation, okay? Amen. So mama or daddy or grandmama or granddaddy or great-grandmama or great-granddaddy can do something that could affect you. So especially when you find out what it is, you got to call that thing out and renounce it. Ain't no need of you sitting there saying, well, I have nothing to say. And all of a sudden, the curse that opened up the door, the sin that opened up the door to the curse is affecting you just like it affects grandmama and granddaddy. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the Articles of Faith and Practice, rule number one, and this is what it says. It says, we believe. Now, it said we believe. This is supposed to be the whole church of Christ with the lies of message and believers even outside the Church of Christ, the lies of message, when I get finished reading it, should be believing this as well. This we believe expressed the whole church in unity, standing on this, believing on this. And it says, we believe in God, the eternal Father, who only is supreme creator of the universe, ruler and judge of all, unchangeable and without respect of persons. Okay? Amen. Now, let's notice something for a minute here in these words. Okay? There's two things I want to stick out at you. Okay? Number one, it says we believe in God. It didn't say we believe in gods with an S, okay? It didn't say that. Hallelujah. It said we believe in God, singular, one. Not we believe in gods, S, okay? Then it goes on to say we believe in God, the eternal Father, who only, okay, only is supreme creator, not who is one of the supreme creators. Now you say, well, Brother Nate, why are you speaking on this? Because this is what I want you to understand and hear as I really get ready to go into these witnesses, okay? And I want to say this. And this Mormonism is not the only one, but there's been other things. But Mormonism was one of the things or religions that taught me or showed me that you got to really examine what people say. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, you have the Mormons, when you talk to them about God, so you believe, they say, we believe in God. If you bring up Jesus, they say, we believe in Jesus. But what you have to do is dig and research or keep talking to them and find out, do they believe the God of the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and regular Nephi? Or do they believe the Jesus of the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and regular Nephi? And what you're going to find out is that the God of the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and the regular Nephi is not the same God that the Mormons are talking about. That's a powerful minute. I'm letting this sink in. Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, the Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephi is not the same Jesus that the Mormons are talking about. See, the problem with many of us is that we don't dig deeper. We go by face value or what people say on top. We don't dig deeper. And so when, whether it's Mormons or certain other people say, well, yes, I believe in Jesus. We just jump over, oh, okay, they believe in Jesus. Okay. Or they say, well, we believe in God. We go, oh, they believe in God. Okay. But when we find out they worship me, what they call Jesus or God with a goat head and some horns sticking out, then we go, oh, wait a minute. Who are you worshiping? They say, we worshiping Jesus. And you look at them like, that ain't Jesus. So that's why I said you got to really examine. Really examine what they're talking about. So here, in Articles of Faith and Practice number one, we believe in God, not gods, yes, okay? The Eternal Father, who only is supreme creator, not who is one of the supreme creators, or the supremes or creator of the universe, but who only. Now, that's key. Now, I want to read to you and show you how that, once again, the Mormons' God is not the same God that we know from the Bible, the Word of the Lord, the Record of Nephi. And the Mormons' belief and teaching about God doesn't go in line with this Articles of Faith and Practice, number one. Okay? Okay. And let me read the first witness to you. And this first witness, and some of y'all may have heard of her and some of y'all may not. Her name is Sandra Tanner. Now, Sandra Tanner is the great-great-granddaughter of Brigham Young. Now, y'all heard of Brigham Young, who's supposed to be what? The second prophet of the Mormon church. You know, they said Joseph Smith is the first. In fact, when you talk to Mormons, you're going to hear way more of Joseph Smith and his name called even than Jesus Christ. And some of y'all may think, oh, now, Brother Nate, you're joking. No, I'm telling you the truth. Some of them, and I ain't trying to be funny, but some of them sound like robots. The prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet Joseph Smith. I'm going to get his testimony right quick. There were, it was these two young Mormons. You know, many of them that go out, they're young, like one is 21, one is 19. Two boys, they in the, you know, they pair up. And they had, look at Saul, we had, what was the Record of Nephi? They saw, they went to another brother's house and saw the Record of Nephi, and they was just called up. Oh, they got a Record of Nephi. So the brother invited them to come where we were, where we were having service. And at that time, we was having intercessory prayer on Mondays. And so he invited them before on that Friday before that Monday. And they came out my way. I was the only one up there by at the church building by myself. But then they turned around and left real fast. So that 2 days later, that Monday, they come. And so we, you know, they come and they come to witness to us, me and a couple of sisters. And all you heard was the prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet Joseph Smith. The older one was the one that he was, I think he was 21. He the one sound like a robot. The prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet Joseph Smith. And the younger one, he was called, you know, called himself witness to about, you know, but he was very attentive to certain things he was saying. Now, I'll say that to say, okay, now I'm going to go on. Sandra Tanner, who is the great-great-granddaughter of Brigham Young, she was on what is called the John Ankleberg Show. Now, you guys can Google this up, search it up, and look up on the John Ankleberg Show about the question, what do Mormons believe? You know, what do Mormons believe about God? You can type that in under the John Ankleberg Show. And I actually watched the show. I watched when it came out a few years ago. And so I want to read to you what she said. Now, she used to be in the Mormon church. She came out of Mormonism and became a Christian. But I wanted to read to you what she said, why that what she said, the Mormons' belief and teaching by God doesn't go in line with this Articles of Faith and Practice. Okay? And remember, Joseph Smith, in his failures, in his sin, started this Mormonism stuff. This is why the Church of Christ lies the message. This is why we got to renounce it. Because Joseph Smith is connected sort of way to the church because of the restoration work that God has started off using them in. But we got to break that connection. We got to renounce the sin and evil that he did. Now, this is what Sandra Tanner testified about. She said, in June of 1998, Gordon B. Hinckley, who was the president of the church at that time, talking about the Mormon church, he said, the traditional Christ of whom they, meaning the Christians, speak, is not the Christ of whom I speak. Now, we're going to get on that on another time. Okay? She just testified. He said, the Jesus Christ that Christians are talking about, he said, the Mormons, we're not talking about the same Christ, okay? Said, now, why isn't it the same Christ? Because the Christ of the Bible has eternally been God. He's never been less than he is today. And yet, Jesus of Mormonism is one of a whole, listen to this, string of gods. That's with an S, people. That's with an S. Listen to this, Father. His Father, Heavenly Father, had to, listen to this, had to earn the right to become a god. Did you hear that? So the Mormons teach and believe that Jesus is one of a string or council of gods, and that his father, the Heavenly Father, he had to earn a right to become a god. Wow. Then it goes on further, and she said they teach Jesus had to earn the right to become a god. Oh, my goodness. Then she says, Jesus in Mormonism has not always been God. Wow. Did you hear that? This is something he achieved, okay? It is the goal, and now listen to this. It goes further. This is why I said the Argon of Faith and Practice said we believe in God. Sing it. Listen what else she tells, what they believe and teach. It is the goal of every Mormon man to someday achieve godhood, the same as Jesus did, the same as Jesus' father did. Did you hear that? I'm just taking a pause for a minute. Let that sink in now. So when they tell you, we believe in God, you got to understand, you got to be like, okay, how many of them you believe in? Because, see, from her testimony here, they believe in a string of gods or a council of gods, okay? Amen. That's what they believe in, people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, let me read another one to you. And this was an article done titled Nine Things You Should Know About Mormonism. And this was done by... a TGC U.S. edition done by Joe Carter. I guess you say in his research concerning Mormonism. And I want to read to you what he came across in dealing with the subject we're talking about here now. According to Mormonism, everything in the universe, including God, ultimately governed by eternal transcendent laws and principles. In LDS teaching, which is the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, listen to this, all the Father's children, including humans, okay, possess the same potential. Say all the Father's children, including humans. So listen to them and say, all humans are children of God. We're going to leave that alone. That's another subject for another day. In LDS teaching, all the Father's children, including humans, possess the same potential to become God like the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, since they are of the same species. Every human spirit once existed as a divine intelligence before becoming the spirit children of the Father. Did you hear that? I hope you heard that. I hope you didn't have the cornbread on while I was doing it. You say, oh, I got to run. I got it on. I need to cut it off. I hope you didn't have none. Or somebody just came in the house and started talking to you. And you got it. The beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio, it does record the broadcast, people. But once again, the research that was looked up about what the Mormons believe. Once again, putting the two together, they believe in a council of God. And they believe that Jesus had to earn a spot to become a God. The Father had to earn to become a God. And even the Holy Ghost. And now they say even the humans have the potential to become God. This is why the article in Faith and Practice say we believe in God, singular. The eternal Father. Now we believe in gods. But see, the Mormons teach we believe in gods. A council of gods. Jesus had to earn a place to become a God. The Father had to earn a place to become a God. And guess what, people? You have a chance to become a God. My God, what is going on? Amen. Now, I want to read to you another witness to this, and this brother who has passed on, His name was Walter Martin, and he wrote a book called Kingdom of the Cults. And he did his research concerning Mormons and what they believe. And he even got some quotes from some books that Joseph Smith wrote and stuff in his failure, and some quotes from what others in the Mormonism teach concerning this thing. Okay? Are you still with me? Okay. Now, hallelujah. One of the teachings, now once again, people, please hear me. This is when Joseph Smith got in error. He came up with some off-the-wall stuff when he started this Mormonism. So in his error, in his sin, okay, one of the things he taught, he said, in the beginning, the head of the gods, that's the gods with an S, called a council of the gods, and they came together and concocted a plan to create the world and people, and people it. Did you hear that? This is Joseph Smith talking this stuff in his failure now. Talking about their, oh my God, that the head of the gods called a council of the gods. See, once again, this is why the Articles of Faith and Practice said we believe in God, singular, okay? That's why we got the right to renounce Mormonism. It is because they teach that there's a council of gods, okay? Then another one. I'm going to read to you that Joseph Smith came up with in his failures. It's entitled Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith. Listen to this. And we're going to get on it on the Godhood probably on part two or three. It's going to be probably a couple parts of this. But anyhow, listen to what else he said. He said, God himself was once as we are now. And is an exalted man. I'm going to read that again. Because some of the other so-called, apostles or whatever, quoted the same thing. God himself was once as we are now. And is an exalted man. There is another book that Joseph Smith and them had and got called The Doctrines and Covenants, okay? I want to read to you what they said in the doctrine, in that book called The Doctrines and Covenants, okay? It says, the Father hath a body of flesh. This is what he mean by when he said God, how you put it, God himself was once as we are now. Now, remember, I read to you that even, and let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now, and remember, as I read to you guys, the first witness that the Mormons, and this is why the Article of Faith and Practice, number one, says, we believe in God, singular. Not gods, okay? We believe in God, the Eternal Father, the only, not one of. And now I'm showing you, I already showed you and read to you Sandra Tanner, what she said, that the Mormons believe and teach. They teach that there's a council or a string of God. They teach that God the Father had to earn himself to be a God, and Jesus had to earn himself to be a God. And then they said that you as a person have a chance to reach Godhood. Man, how many gods are there, according to them? This is why the Articles of Faith and Practice, we have the right to renounce Mormonism because of the connection in dealing with Joseph Smith. We have the right to renounce his failure and his sins. Now, I just read to you, I'm still reading to you, starting off, another where that Walter Martin, who wrote Kingdom of the Cults, is right, is giving you what Joseph Smith said and what others said on the same subject we on. Like I said, I read to you. And Joseph Smith and what is called the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, he said in the beginning, the head of the gods, That's plural, according to him. Call a council of the gods. They came together and concocted a plan to create the world and people it. Okay? Then, once again, he gets another quote from Joseph Smith. Teachers of the prophet Joseph Smith. Now, once again, this is in his failure. Okay? When he started the Mormonism, got all off track. He said, yeah. God himself was once as we are now and is an exalted man. Now, here's the third thing out of their book called The Doctrine and Covenant. Okay? This is what he said. This is what he mean about God himself once was as we are now. This is what he mean. He said the Father has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as man's. The Son also. But the Holy Ghost has not a body of flesh and bones, but is a personage of spirit. Okay? Did you hear that?
Really? Really?
Oh, yeah. And then the second prophet, Brigham Young, who great-great-granddaughter I just read to you, what she said. Listen what Brigham Young said in a book called Journal of Discourses. He said, gods, with an S now, plural, gods exist, and we had better strive to be prepared to be one with them. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
He said, gods exist, and we better be prepared to be one with them.
With
people,
them.
This is, once again, this is why the Article of Faith and Practice said, we believe in God, singular, okay? The Eternal Father, who only, okay, only.
Only.
Not said we believe in God, or we believe that the Eternal Father is one other supreme creator. It said the only, okay?
Only.
The only. The only. Now, another one of their, quote, prophets named Lorenzo Snow. He quoted another one of their members called Milton R. Hunter. Now, this is what he said. He said, as man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. What? Did y'all hear that? Well, just in case, once again, you have the cornbread on the stove. And when I read it, you forgot, and you want to run. Let me read that one more time. This is coming from their, quote, prophet, Lorenzo Snow, quoting a man named Milton R. Hunter from a book called The Gospel Through the Ages, okay? He said, as man is, God once was. As God is, man may become.
Wow. Wow.
That's very, very interesting. That's a whole lot different than what Articles of Faith and Practice number one have said, okay? Whole lot of different people. You know, like I said, I didn't graduate the top of the class. I was not the smartest man on the whole earth, but I did learn some things. And I learned that there's a difference between words that are plural and singular, okay? The Articles of Faith and Practice said we believe in God. Singular. The Eternal Father only. Not one of. The Mormons are teaching and believing and teaching that there are a council of gods, and then they say you can become a god. Okay? Another one of their members, Polly P. Pratt, from the book called Key to the Science of Theology. Listen to what he says. He says each of these gods, including Jesus Christ and his Father, including Jesus Christ now, he said each of these gods, if he would have left it out, he wouldn't have been including Jesus and the Father, okay? So he said each of these gods, including Jesus Christ and his Father, being in possession of not merely an organized spirit, but a glorious, immortal body of flesh and bone.
Wow.
Each of these gods. Each of these gods. Okay. Hallelujah. See, people, this is why when people say to you, I believe in God, you have to really either dig a search or keep talking to them. to find out, do they believe the God of the Bible, the word of the Lord and record Nephi?
Yeah.
Or is there, you know, like I said, when you hear people say, well, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And you go, okay. And you find out that Jesus they talking about, once again, got a goat head with some horns, and you looking up there saying, who are you worshiping? Oh, we're worshiping Jesus.
Yep.
But no, they can't, you know. And I stress this with all sincerity. Mormons is one of the ones now that really showed me that you got to really dig on a lot of stuff that people say, because the problem with many of us as Christians, we're taking too many things at face value. So when somebody say, I believe in God, we run around tell the town, hey, he believe in God. He's a Christian. And you find out his God got four legs and a long mouth. And you're going, wait a minute, man, what kind of stuff is that? That's he told you. But he didn't tell you. He was not talking about the true and living God that you know from the Bible, the word of the Lord, and the record of Nephi.
Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. They got a different Jesus and a different,
A whole lot of, Now, they got a book, it's called like Abraham. Now I want to read to you what they said out of there. Okay, they said, and then the Lord said, now, they said, and then this Lord said, my question be is, since y'all said so many gods, which Lord said? But anyhow, they said,
which one?
Then the Lord said, let us go down. Now, you know where they're getting this from, you know, Genesis. But anyhow, it said, and then the Lord said, let us go down. And they went down at the beginning, and they, that is the gods, organized and formed the heavens and the earth.
Yeah. Now, they're spreading this all over the world, right?
Exactly. They're not even in their homes. They're not talking with just each other. They're not meeting like 10 at a time and all in a little group. This is going over the world, okay? Over the world. The whole world. As Christians, some of us are sitting in the background, and we won't say nothing. We just keep our mouth closed. And like I told you guys, in the Church of Christ of Elijah Message, we have done an extremely poor job of renouncing.
We
have done a poor job of it. I mean, if we were being graded on the paper, the teacher would give us an L. Because we have done a poor job on it, or L. In fact, F would be an improvement. Because that's how bad we got. That's how bad we got. We would not renounce it because we thought, we don't talk about other religions. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Listen, I'm not trying to make renegade Christians. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to make you run out there. But if something is evil and is put in connection to you, you have to renounce that thing. Curse that comes with it can affect you. Okay? That's what people don't understand, brother. It's just like generational curses. Like I gave an example early in the broadcast. If grandmama or granddaddy or whoever had this sickness that came from this curse of a sickness that came from sin, and now you see it affect you, and you find out what they did, you got to call that thing out and renounce it. To sit there and just say, well, I have no comment. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what the sickness going to do. The sickness going to say, I'm sure glad that you don't have no comment. I get the right to keep on doing to you what I do to you. Amen.
So by your silence, by our silence, we either saying I agree with it or I believe the same.
Because, see, some people think by their silence, well, as long as I don't say nothing. But I have found out, brother, on other subjects that I found out with some people, when they have been silent on something and don't say anything, when you really press the issue and talk with them, they'll come out and say, well, you know, really, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. You go, what?
Oh, so we find out that that if we in silence in the face of evil and deception, and we don't stand up and defend against deception and lies, then the Satan is going to succeed if there's no one to come and stand against it. So right. By being silent, you're either for it or against it, and being silent is not what God told us to do. I'm talking about the true and the living God, the Father of Lord Jesus Christ. I got to make that straight because they got so many gods in this world here.
Amen.
I got to let you say. Wow.
Amen. Now, they have this one in turn. It calls up apostle. I want to read to you what this apostle, Orson Hyde, from the book Journal of Discourses. Now, listen to what he says. He says, remember that God, our Heavenly Father, I get you. Look what else he said, was perhaps once a child and mortal like we ourselves, and rose step by step in the scale of progress in the school of advancement, has moved forward and overcome until he has arrived at the point where he now is.
Go over that again.
I'm going to say that again. Because, see, let's go with Sandra Tanner, what she told. Sandra Tanner testified and said, because by her being an ex-Mormon, the Mormons believed that the Heavenly Father had to earn a spot to become a God. Jesus had to earn a spot. Now listen what this apostle Orson Hyde had to say out of the book Journal of Discord. He's speaking right in line with what she said. He says, remember that God, our Heavenly Father, was perhaps once a child and mortal like we ourselves, and rose step by step in the scale of progress in the school of advancement, has moved forward and overcome until he has arrived at the point where he now is.
Wow. What a revelation. Now.
Yeah, my question, from who? Because it did come from God.
I got a question. Are these people calling themselves Christians or followers of Christ? Do they call themselves Bible-believing Christians?
And you know the sad thing about it? Yes. And you got people even calling them that. In fact, if there was three different religion or organizations right now to this day, that I can tell you that you're going to hear people call them a Christian organization, it's going to be Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, and the Masonic Order. Because they're calling the Masonic organization now a Christian organization. They're calling Jehovah's Witness now a Christian organization. And they're calling the Mormons a Christian organization.
But what about that great one, the Roman Catholic? They still call it
the
Bible?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I missed them. They should be at top of the line, number one. They should be number one up there because they said the church never was destroyed. It continued with them. Okay?
Wow.
And they're the same people that have you bowing down to a statue. But that's another broadcast. But
yeah,
that is what this apostle Orson Hyde said. Okay, that's from their books. Now remember, like I said, this going all over the world. Okay.
Yeah.
This is in their books. Okay. Amen.
And they got missionaries going all over the world and spreading this.
Spreading it to the people. They have another one named Hunter. And this is what he said. He said, Mormon prophets have continuously taught the sublime truth. Now, this is what they call it, sublime truth, that God, the Eternal Father, was once a mortal man who passed through a school of earth life similar to that through which we are now passing. He became God as an exalted being through obedience to the same eternal gospel truth that we are given opportunity today to obey. So if he became God,
right,
the eternal gospel, who gave the eternal gospel? Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if he became God, okay, who gave the eternal gospel?
Well, who is the power over him?
Good question. That question, in fact, to all of you, talking of God, you don't get that answer to that question because they don't get to a, well, who involved them? Now, as far as close they got, when Brother Martin report that Joseph Smith said the head of the God. Didn't give no name, all accounts of God. Well, I'm like, well, who is the head? Don't get no name.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. People, y'all may hear us laugh and stuff on here, but it's serious, okay? This is serious.
Yes.
This is why
yes.
the Articles yes. of Faith and Practice said we believe in God, singular, okay? The Eternal Father, who only, not one of, okay?
Yeah.
See, they got so many gods spreading around here. Who do you call the supreme creator? Is there a supreme creator? I mean, you got gods
yeah.
all over the place.
He was a man. This God was a man just like us. And then he graduated and was promoted.
Went to a school of advancement. Now, people, you know what? You know, something is so bad. I remember my brother Kenneth Hagin said, if you got it. It's just so silly that you laugh. Sometimes you laugh, and it's just so silly, it's just pitiful. Now,
yeah,
and see, they get people that people don't know how to search this thing up, okay?
Yeah.
They don't know, don't know how to search it up.
So
okay.
We have a lot of lazy Christians, though.
Won't study, won't nothing. They think they can detect stuff with their own power. They think, oh, nobody's going to fool me. That's their thought, okay?
Yeah.
But these same people coming up here telling you, we believe in Jesus. So you're jumping like a kid in a toy store. You jumping, oh, they believe in Jesus. They're saved. And you come to find out once again that their Jesus got a goat head with some horns. And
wow.
You thinking, who is this? This is our Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you think? Man, oh, you know. It's bad. It's bad.
One more.
We come back with part two tomorrow night. And I want to give my brother, who's a guest on here, but I want to read one more because tomorrow we come to part two. It says, now, this is from and one of the things you know about in the heart of faith, the fact that we're going to go over. Because the Lord said, I'm going to go over as many of these I can to show you why we're given a right to renounce this Mormonism. But they took the original writing from the regular Nephite and they changed some words. Now, for example, they have here concerning the Book of Mormon, they say this, Christ was the God, the Father of all things. Behold, I am Jesus Christ. I am the Father and the Son. They said Christ was the God.
Okay. Wow. That's wow. Double wow. You know, this is amazing because no wonder Satan has made such inroads in the earth. And even among so-called Christian nations, he has spread so much deception and lies and undercuts and practically deceived the whole world through this religious departing away from the faith of Peter, Paul, John, and Jesus Christ of the Bible. And the saddest thing is that he is still working his deception and lies from the fall of Adam all the way down to this day. And yet, few people are standing up like the Apostle Paul and Peter and the early prophets of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Very few people who call themselves believers have the courage and faith to defend the truth of God as spoken in the Bible. And in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross of Calvary, died for our sins, and rose again. Now, I have to actually say exactly what Jesus, the one we call Jesus the Christ, I have to actually declare which Jesus, which the Christ, in his Hebrew name, Yeshua HaMashiach, of Abraham, Isaac, the father of the Hebrew people, who is the God of Moses and the God of Adam, and define clearly who I'm talking about in this latter day. In deception, Satan has come down, and one is using, this is almost unbelievable what you're teaching, that these people have great success in spreading this lies and deception. And they have over 16, 18 million people, or more than that, around the world, spreading this infection. And a lot of these young people who've been taught and schooled and educated to spread these lies are innocent souls who have been bewitched, deceived, brought up in the culture, and only the eternal God, Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, the one eternal, the eternal Elohim, Yah, the eternal God. All of these different gods are created by the Mormons, and they're spreading this, planning this, and around the world. And
amen.
Innocent, gullible souls, gullible, even innocent people who have never known the way. But Jesus said in John 10, my sheep will know my voice. So I believe, no matter what all these lies and deception, that the Lord God, the creator of heavens and earth and all things, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and all the holy prophets, that he has devised a way to reach the honest in heart, in the midst of all this deception. So just like you were standing and open the eyes of the blind and open the ears of those that are deaf and who know not the truth of the God that sent Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again, shed his blood for our redemption, that don't know the way to salvation, you're doing a great service, but you may be despised by many people and rejected, but you are adding hope to people that are dwelling in darkness and deception. So keep going. I commend you, having the courage to stand up and defend the faith of the everlasting gospel, the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was hung on the cross, died and rose again and shed his blood and returned again. This one Lord Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach. So I just commend you to continue, because so many people are quiet and they call themselves defenders of the faith. Defenders of
amen.
The faith.
Amen.
Yes.
And
so,
and you're definitely right about that, brother. I mean, you know, and this is what in the Church of Christ Elias a message, I mean, arguing the faith and practice is a foundation that we need to stand on. But this is the other thing that the Lord was wanted us to see concerning this arguing the faith and practice. Why he inspired these men, because, you know, especially the things that Joseph Smith and his failures had brought into the way that was ungodly, and how they begin to change stuff and stuff like that. God said, okay, I'm going to inspire these men to speak this article of faith and practice, write this down. And this is why words like we believe in God, singular, okay?
Yeah.
And it is, and people, because no doubt, that people that was coming to the Church of Christ Elias message, knowing concerning Joseph Smith, there's no doubt that there was confusion. Because you know you had someone that said, well, he's the prophet of the Lord. Maybe what he said is right. And then you had others saying, well, man, all that stuff he came out, he couldn't have been right about nothing. So God settled things. That's what he does. Okay? Any kind of division and dispute among believers, the Lord settled it. He did it with the disciples in Matthew 18. He did it in the record of Nephi when they was trying to argue about what to name the church. You know, he did it. He settled disputes. And we say to you guys tonight, you ain't got to take our word for it. You don't have to take our word for it. This is the reason why we come with the word to you and let you choose, okay?
Yes.
Okay? You choose and you take it to the Lord. That's what it do. But this is why I begin this series, because I really believe in my spirit that this is something that we need to renounce and call out, because it has caused many of people to stumble. Many of people to stumble. Okay?
Yes.
Because some of them have heard, oh, Joseph Smith, oh, the Lord went to start the restoration work and the work of the church through him, and they thinking, well, oh, maybe everything he said was from God, and find out it ain't, okay?
No.
He didn't say it was not from God, okay? So tomorrow on part two, I got a couple more to read to you, and then we're going to go into the scriptures to go along with the Articles of Faith and Practice and talk about this part. So it, and now, once again, it's going to be I'm looking at probably three parts of this one section alone, because we're going to talk about this man becoming godhood thing, okay? We're going to talk about that, because remember, Council of God, and according to the Mormons, if you a Mormon, notice this, sisters, I don't know if y'all caught this, but if you was a Mormon man, okay, you could become a godhood. It didn't say nothing about the woman. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It didn't say nothing about the woman. It said the Mormon men. Okay. It didn't say nothing about the woman. Okay.
Okay.
And I thought so in that. God, thank God for my brother joining here tonight. You know, and once again, we're going to come with part two tomorrow of the Church Renouncing Mormonism, the Mormon's God. Okay. We're going to come with part two tomorrow. And once again, I'm going to read to you a couple more, especially what they have to say about, Adam and Michael. But anyhow, I'm going to read them two right there to you. And we're going to go into some scriptures. And the Lord say the same on part three. I'm looking for it to be the next day. We're going to talk about man becoming God.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, for this day that you have blessed us to come and to go into the word of God. Father, I pray that every ear that is tuned to this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus, and everyone that seeks truth shall find it. I pray that you will water the seed that was sown and bring forth the increase, Lord God. I pray that by your spirit that you begin to speak to those who have been led astray and stumbling, Lord God, over the doctrines that is not of God. And, Father, when they hear this in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would take the blindness off their eyes and the deafness, unstop the deafness of the ears. And, Lord God, begin to touch the hearts and cause it to be more softened to your word and not hardened in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for your protective power and the power of the blood that keeps us and sustains us and makes us whole in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and honor and praise. We magnify you because you are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes.
And, Father, we thank you. Amen.
We thank you. Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Until tomorrow. May the Lord be
until
with
tomorrow.
You
all. God bless you. God bless you, brother. God keep you.
God bless you, brother.